Governor Walker says his administration will aid the Jewish Community Center in Whitefish Bay to make sure that it remains a safe place. The center has been the target of 3 bomb threats since the start of this year, including one this week. Similar threats have been made against other Jewish organizations nationwide. WUWM's Marty Michelson was at the JCC on Wednesday when the governor announced his intentions.
Governor Walker called the Jewish Community Center a world-class facility, with its expansive fitness center and education programs for young children. He condemned the threats against it.
You know, it's a form of domestic terrorism when people are trying to make threats, whether they follow through with them or not. Calculated systematic threats are a threat to not one, they're a threat to all of us.
Walker then unveiled a couple measures designed to quell people's fears. He says the state will add law enforcement and investigators to review threats.
We're going to do more in ensuring that there's intelligence so that we're not just rushing out to do something, that we're making an intelligent choice about what needs to be done based on solid intelligence information. So that's where at the state level, the Department of Justice can help DCI. The Division of Criminal Investigation can be very helpful in that regard. It's when we'll look at the potential, whether or not if there's additional bodies physically that can help in that regard, we'll look at the details of that.
Walker also says the state will provide financial resources and that he will announce the details in coming days. One person grateful for state assistance is the center's president, Mark Shapiro. He implored members not to let the threats keep them away from the JCC.
We are just blessed to be able to serve the community and to meet them where they are. So many people find the JCC as value to them in their own unique different ways. And whether it's what we do at the corner of 29th and Center with our food pantry, to just the families that you can see standing around here right now using our facility as a place to community, to build community and to gather, we're going to stand strong for a long time.
Both Shapiro and Governor Walker declined to speculate on who is behind the threats. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.